Good morning. It's 11 minutes before 8 a.m. This is Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, where it's 33 degrees under fair skies. Today is Friday, April 11th, 2014. I'm Melissa Marconi-Wenzel with Raven News. The Sitka Tribe of Alaska has hired a new general manager. Lawrence Spotted Bird, currently of Washington State, will start work on Monday. STA's previous manager, Ted Wright, resigned in October after about 2 years on the job. Tribal attorney Alan Bell has been serving as the interim manager since then. Speaking with KCAW on Thursday, Spotted Bird, a member of the Kiowa Tribe of Oklahoma, said he has spent the last 34 years working with tribes and Native American entrepreneurs on business and economic development. He currently runs a consulting firm, Spotted Bird Development.
Basically, I consult with primarily tribes, Native American individuals, in business development with a focus on federal contracting development, looking for opportunities in contracting with the U.S. federal government. There's many opportunities there. And so a lot of tribal governments and Native American entrepreneurs are taking advantage of the many incentive programs in the federal government and developing contracting enterprises to do so.
Spotted Bird has also spent time in Southeast Alaska. From 1999 to 2000, he served as general manager of Shawnseet, the village Native corporation in Craig on Prince of Wales Island. Tribal Council Chairman Michael Bain said Spotted Bird's background in economic development is exactly what the Sitka tribe needs. One key priority for the tribe in coming years will be finding new sources of revenue, Bain said. Spotted Bird agreed.
Of course, the budgetary issues are always a big concern with not only the Sitka tribe, but with many tribes. And so getting a solid footing financially and budgetarily is very important with the tribe. And so I will be focusing on looking at ways to address the budget and financial situation that that any tribal or any government actually faces around the country. And certainly, Sitka Tribe is no different.
Bain said the council received about 16 applications for the position and flew in 3 finalists for interviews. All of the finalists came from outside Sitka. Spotted Bird will be formally introduced to the Tribal Council and public next Wednesday. That will take place at 6 p.m. on April 16th at the Sheetcoquan Nakahiti, immediately before the council's regular meeting. Meanwhile, 4 people are running for president of Southeast's largest tribal organization. Tlingit Haida Central Council delegates will make the choice during this week's tribal assembly in Juneau. Current President Ed Thomas has been in office for most of the past 30 years. He says the leadership change is a major topic for the meeting.
I'm no longer going to be president. I'm not running. I'm not a candidate. So getting the next person ready is going to be very important, as well as selecting his support team on the executive council.
2 of the candidates live in Juneau, William Ozzie Shakely and Harold Houston. Richard Peterson is from Kasan and Jacob Kabog is from Seattle. 14 people are also running for 6 vice president seats. The Tlingit Haida Central Council provides education, housing, financial assistance, foster care, and other programs to tribal members. It began in 1935. Delegates from 18 communities are attending the Tribal Assembly, which runs from April 9th through 12th at Juneau's Elizabeth Paratovich Hall. Sessions will be broadcast online via the council's website. Before he leaves office, Thomas wants to make a delegate selection policy change. He says more and more tribal members are moving to urban areas. The number of seats per community is based on population, and that's upset the delegate balance.
If the trends continue whereby we're having more and more urban, I think we're going to lose voice in our villages. And they are the ones that are probably more dependent upon what we do than some of the people in urban areas.
Thomas says only tribal members with confirmed addresses should be counted. More of those with bad addresses lived in urban areas at the last point of contact. Former Southeast Senator Albert Kukesh will be the Assembly's keynote speaker. Delegates will also hear from central council agencies, as well as regional and statewide Native organizations. Well, Sitkins will be doing some spring cleaning this weekend, but it's not the usual sort of neighborhood sprucing up. The Sitka Bear Task Force has organized work parties to tackle several bear caches, the places around town where brown bears have been dragging garbage bags over the years to sort through their loot undisturbed. Alaska Department of Fish and Game biologist Phil Mooney says cleaning up these so-called trash caches is no small job.
Over the years, you'll get some places where you will have two and three pickup loads of material that's piled back in there.
The caches don't have anything edible left in them, but they've become large enough to be an ongoing concern.
It's not much value to the bears at that point, but it's an attraction, a kind of a curiosity thing. And it's also a nuisance for other animals like ravens and eagles that distribute that trash further across the landscape.
ADF&G has identified 10 caches around town that need cleanup. Work this weekend will begin at 10 a.m. Saturday on the Old Harbor Mountain Road. Cadets from the Alaska Public Safety Academy will provide much of the labor. Mooney says the Sitka Bear Task Force has been in touch with other organizations like the Boy Scouts and 4-H, which might like to help with some of the other caches. He says it's important to go in now before vegetation is leafed out. He's noticed that people are anxious about cleaning up someone else's trash when that someone might not appreciate the help.
And quite frankly, I don't blame him. In some cases, it's a little spooky to go in there and be picking up stuff like that if you think that the bear is nearby.
Mooney says the caches are actually quite close to housing areas, maybe 40 to 50 meters, but totally out of sight. Bears that use the caches have become skilled raiders, toppling cans, grabbing what they can, and heading to their caches. Cleaning the caches may not stop this behavior on the part of bears, but it may change our behavior.
Do I think the bears are going to go back to those after we clean them? Yeah, I do. I think those places exist because the bears know that they can get in there and use them. And on the other hand, though, when we get a call saying, hey, a bear's been in the neighborhood, he dragged some bags of garbage off, we'll be able to go in there and pick those bags up and take a look at it and try to find out who they came from. So we can go to them and say, look, obviously he's getting into your trash, and let's see what we can do to fix that.
Mooney says anyone is welcome to participate in the Sitka Bear Task Force's Clean the Scene effort. You don't have to be a trooper to come out this Saturday morning at 10 a.m. to the Old Harbor Mountain Road. Anyone who would like to join the work can call the department for more information at 747-5449. The Sitka Historical Museum opened its first exhibit last night under the leadership of new director Hal Spackman. The Past Inspires the Present will run through May 31st. The show features the work of 21 contemporary Sitka artists alongside historic pieces in the museum collection, which served as inspiration. Spackman told the Sitka Chamber of Commerce on Wednesday that the idea came from local watercolor artist Norm Campbell, who offered to coordinate the show. Spackman said he was impressed by the quality of local work that has been contributed to the exhibit and by the amount of talent in the community. He took a phone call during his chamber presentation, proving that there are some Sitka artist wannabes out there in the larger art world.
Hello? Andy who? Warhol? Well, I'm kind of in the middle of something here. Well, yeah, it's a pretty cool event. Yes, sir, Mr. Warhol. There'll be some really great works there. Well, there's nothing you can do from up there. Well, I just appreciate you calling me. Sorry. I take a few calls there, but...
The opening gala at Harrigan Centennial Hall featured a silent auction and dinner. Spackman told the chamber that the exhibit is the first in a series planned for the museum. Coming up next in June will be the Coast Guard, honoring our heroes. In October, the museum will install a sportsman's paradise, walking the trails of the past. And next February, Sitka's stories, a community remembers. Spackman, who last worked in Sitka as the superintendent of Mount Edgecombe High School, put up a list of over 20 more ideas for exhibits. I came up with these on my own, he told the audience, but I'd like to hear from you. Spackman said he was especially interested in ideas for temporary exhibits in the outdoor area, known affectionately as the OK Corral, alongside Harrigan Centennial Hall, where the new historical museum will one day be built. He expected that the new facility would be opened in 2017. You can find links to more information about the Sitka Historical Society and Sitka Historical Museum at our website, kcaw.org. Governor Sean Parnell introduced House Bill 385 Thursday to address Alaska's nearly $12 billion unfunded pension obligation. The bill would move $3 billion from the Constitutional Budget Reserve toward addressing the public employees' and teachers' retirement systems. It would put about $1.9 billion toward the public employee system and the rest toward the teacher system. It calls for annual appropriations of $500 million divided between the two. The bill would also allow the state to request additional funds through appropriation to cover the annual contribution amount if needed. While Parnell initially proposed his plan as a budget item, his spokeswoman said members of the House majority indicated they would be more comfortable with a bill. And the Coast Guard has scheduled a change of command for the Alaska District. On June 12th, Rear Admiral Thomas Ostebo will transfer authority to Rear Admiral Daniel Abel at a ceremony in Juneau. Ostebo has led the Alaska District since May 2011. President Obama has nominated Ostebo for a promotion to Vice Admiral. The Coast Guard says he's under consideration for the job of Deputy Commandant for Mission Support in Washington, D.C. Abel is currently commander of the Coast Guard 1st District, which is based in Boston, and covers agency activities in New York, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Vermont, and Maine. And that's all for Raven News for this morning. It's just about 8 a.m. This is KCAW Sitka. You can listen to or read most Raven News stories again on our website, kcaw.org. To read comments on our stories on Facebook, click on the Facebook link. No registration or login is required. And to have KCAW News headlines tweeted directly to your smartphone, tablet, or computer, click on the Twitter link.